So bring your bodies together and make love. Remember, hold the imagination at bay. Don't drift into thought. Your aim is to be conscious of the pleasure throughout. As you come together, please be emotionally detached. That means you are present in love, but detached from the memory, the past. You are aware, patient, considerate, giving, and able to see the funny side should that occur to you. He enters her gently. Gently and lovingly. Gentle firmness is the way of love. Nothing must be forced. If necessary, use a lubricant. He must enter her slowly. As he enters, he is one with the sensation in his penis. This means he must feel what his penis is feeling every moment, not just the urgency, the pressure of his own wanting. He must get to know the difference. If he doesn't have a full erection, he may be helped into the vagina. She avoids fondling his penis to stimulate him. If there's sufficient love between them, he will have enough of an erection to enter. Or he will lie against her until the love comes through. It can't be hurried or forced. Once inside, the penis will become fuller or fully erected. The man sees for himself that given presence and love in both partners, the penis always responds in the vagina without need of stimulation beforehand. It's the same when the man is apparently impotent. Put the soft penis into the vagina. Wait patiently. Or get up and try later or the next day. You are switching over to love as the guiding power, and you must have faith in it. As soon as there is communication and the love flows, the penis will suddenly move like a living thing and extend towards the vagina. This will amaze you both, particularly the man, and you will begin to understand the wonderful power and intelligence you're connecting with. On entry, the man must be prepared for a downrush of her sexual energy. This will make him come with the penis only partly erect. And this may astonish or puzzle him. But the more she learns to stay present and to be united with the consciousness or pleasure in her vagina, the less the release of this energy will hinder him. All thought must be kept out. Once inside, he penetrates as far as he can and then lies still. He allows his penis to feel her, to absorb the vaginal energy. That will inform the penis of what to do, what is needed. He responds only to his penis, not to what he has learned, heard, or can remember. He keeps the past out of it, all past experience as thought. He is as new as the moment itself. Then the penis can do its divine work. There are no practiced moves. She makes no deliberate movements with her body. All the movement is left for the body to do, even if it means no movement at all. She does nothing that she's learned from other lovers or acquired through reading or watching films. In the beginning, it may not be easy for the woman to distinguish between body contortions, contriving phony signs of pleasure and participation, and pure natural movements made under the control of the vaginal consciousness. Later the body will move passionately, but not necessarily demonstratively, according to the consciousness of the moment. But to start with, all extremes of movement in her are suspect. In particular, she must abandon any male assertiveness or aggression. She must remember that love in woman is not projective. It is a still, sweet, natural, flowing motion. Flexing the muscles of the vagina is a good trick and is sure to entertain an emotional penis. but it's not love. There is no imagination in the penis. The man does not allow his mind to move. He gets his consciousness out of his head and down into his penis where the love is being made. He stays present without imagining where the penis is. His penis has no imagination, only the knowledge of what is, where it is. He must be that sensation, that highly sensitive consciousness which responds in perfect harmony to the energetic needs of the vaginal consciousness. Continue to keep up the loving dialogue, telling each other how beautiful it is and how much you love making love, if that's the truth. Ejaculation is not inevitable. One thought about where his penis is and he is more likely to ejaculate. But the moment he feels he can't stop himself is the moment he can. He must not believe the first feeling that orgasm is inevitable. He must not give in to it. It is a trick of the pent-up emotion that wants to be released, part of the animal drive to masturbate or reproduce. When the feeling comes, he must cease all movement, be completely still, or withdraw immediately. He will discover which is best for him. The split second is crucial. It marks the point where he can use his creative spiritual authority, or presence as man, and resist or dispel the instinctive animal emotion. He must not go with the inevitability, must not believe he can't stop, because he can. Only in the next instant is orgasm inevitable. Not now. Please do not misunderstand. The man is not continuously trying to avoid coming. His consciousness is on the action of love, not the possible end result. Orgasm is not to be seen as good or bad, necessary or unnecessary, desirable or undesirable. The orgasm comes when it comes, naturally. The point is that the man must learn to exercise his authority or presence over the excitability or past in him. His ejaculation must not be a problem for either him or her. The penis opens the vagina. He endeavors to stay near the top of the vagina. He's not in a hurry to move backwards and forwards, up and down. The vagina is an elastic cavity, taut with hidden tension, and the head of the penis should open it up, absorbing the stress and residual emotion out of the whole upper and lower area. He should move from one wall of the vagina to the other several times, pausing for a few seconds between each movement. The proper function of the penis in the first instance is to remove the woman's tensions from the vagina where they reside. The penis can start to do this as the woman learns to reduce in her daily life the projection of her inner tensions as personality, needless activity, or emotionality. When the man becomes sexually still and present, the head of the penis acts like a highly charged magnet. First it gathers the vaginal tensions. Then it begins to collect the divine energies. The purpose of the lovemaking is served when the divine energies have been gathered. He may then lose his erection inside the vagina without having an orgasm. After making love consistently in this new way, and as you persevere with it, you will be able to make love for lengthening periods to your mutual love and delight. Her vagina will become softer, more sensitive and receptive, and will no longer necessarily need external stimulation. Only emotional tension makes the vagina resistant or not ready for love. As the emotional tension is reduced, the consciousness or sensitivity of the vagina increases, and her joy in lovemaking grows. And as he becomes less dependent on excitement, he grows in presence and a new sense of command and authority appears in his life. Remember, only what he can take can she give. And she must learn to take more and more pleasure from his lovemaking without herself becoming excited. Eventually, maximum pleasure prolonged in lovemaking transforms into beauty. Making love is beautiful, and everyone loves it as the vagina and penis become honest and free.